Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Just the update on the injury report. Three guys that left the game did not return. I don't have any updates or prognosis yet, but Shea McClellan left with a knee injury. Terrence Mitchell left with a hamstring injury. And Jaquizz Rodgers with an elbow injury. All three did not return. Any questions? You know, I think it was a very gutsy, good football character victory. As we talked at halftime, it wasn't exactly smooth. I think it was 17-13 at that point. And not that we played poorly, but we just didn't play as well as we could or probably as hard and tough as we could. And, I thought we turned that up in the second half.
How did the offense find its groove after being held down for, most of the three and a half quarters?
I think, we've got a lot of new guys out there. I don't know that people actually realize some of the numbers we've been through and some of the guys who've had to step in and have pretty gutsy performances over the last couple of weeks, and including our quarterback, even our kicker. I think he broke the all-time Bears scoring record today, and he did our player talk last night. So even he's been a great inspiration. So, I think it was just it was fun to see guys grow, in that, this is about playing smarter, tougher, and longer than your opponent. And, I thought we did pretty good at that today.
What impressed you most about Jay's performance the last couple of drives?
Really kind of more of the same. I think, it seldom goes as smooth as you want. I don't care who you are or what you do. But as long as you just keep battling and, staying aggressive, not quitting, all the things that you kind of preach, maybe not even just football, but in life, he came through. He's done it 2 weeks in a row, and like I said, proud of him and proud of that whole football team.
What does it say about Jay that he's able to lead the comeback like this with new guys stepping in, a receiver and the offensive line, keeping it all together for the drive?
It really is a tribute to everybody in that locker room. The coaches, the players, the staff, our poor training staff, man, we almost ran out of room in the training room this week. So, it's what's cool about doing this for a living. You watch a lot of people work hard for something that's a common goal, and see it executed on a weekly basis is it beats the alternative, which we saw for the first 3 weeks.
Did you notice a difference in Cutler and his approach or his focus in the last 8 minutes as opposed to the first 52?
No, I think I've gotten a lot of questions on that guy since I got here. Actually, I couldn't be more pleased or impressed with the way he's handled himself. Just forget about today and last week and the week before that, but just since we've been here.
You talked about last week, to have confidence, you have to have something good happen. Are you seeing a confidence develop that in the last 2 weeks especially that matters today?
Well, I think what you see is people work really, really hard, and when you don't get rewarded for it or you don't win, which is kind of the reward, it's kind of what came first, the chicken or the egg. And but I would say yes, winning is contagious, just like losing is. I'd rather experience the winning.
How do you explain the defensive effort today and what they were able to do?
I think they've shown steady improvement since we started the season. And, we had some unusual stuff happen today. We lose, our signal caller on defense. He leaves the game, and Shea McClellan. We've got guy Leroy Reynolds that, I don't know, he's been there 10 days maybe. I don't even know. But he's in there, with a starting defense. And they go across the board, whether it's the center, whether it was the quarterback, whether it's the wide receiver position, the offensive line. We've had a long list, and that's what makes it a little bit more gratifying.
Well, it's not like he has a knack for lifting up his teammates. Mm-hmm. Did you sense any kind of shift after that blocked field goal?
Yeah, there's all kind of ebbs and flows in games and shifts and momentums. That was, a big one that stands out. I think some first down conversions along the way were kind of big. The offense, some third down stops were kind of big in that fourth quarter. I think we won the fourth quarter 15-0, and that's how we won the game.
What's your assessment of what Marquise did for you today, particularly in the context of not having Alshon, not having Eddie, and him really needing to be a guy that you rely on today?
Well, I think, just some of the confidence and some of the big moments and spots he was in a week ago against the Raiders, I think. You could see that kind of bubble and carry over into practice this week. And, guys talk about it as a swagger. That wasn't really around when I was growing up, but I've kind of learned that word. You can see that confidence, that swagger, just that belief in themselves. And then, that's contagious. It's hard for people to believe in you if you don't believe in yourself. And, to see that step up is pretty cool.
Did it take somebody to talk about the Garcia after the end zone fumble to settle him down and get him back into?
No, it's Katie bar the door, man. It's like a bar fight. I mean, you don't have time to have real normal conversations. You just, you know, adjust and sit your helmet back straight and, you know, learn how to adjust. But he did a fine job, and we expected him to.
Your guys had a long time to look at Mariani trying to stretch over the whole line. What went into that decision?
Kind of like when we thought the punt hit that guy's leg in Seattle.